Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today, and I hope that today's talk can help each of us grow and become more Christ-like in every area of our life. And strangely enough, we are talking about the area of our life where we drive, about road rage and how that begins to happen. Now, you can say you're not a road rager, but everyone has been angry on the road. And when we become angry, did you know that we become almost as bad as those aggressive drivers? And you can have an aggressive driver that just is, when they get behind the car, they suddenly become very aggressive. And part of that is, and not only is our car an extension of ourself, the other part is that we tend to dehumanize the other people on the road. We forget that they're someone's mother, someone's father, someone's grandfather, someone's brother, someone's sister, someone's daughter. We forget that they are people and they have lives, that they're like us. We have a tendency of what we call dehumanizing them so that they just become objects or things that which we can try to measure and control and tell them how bad and terrible and awful they are. Which, if you're an aggressive driver, you do that a lot. You spend a great deal of energy doing and controlling people as you're driving. Another area to talk about when we are driving is because we've dehumanized these people, and our car is an extension of ourselves, of our territory, and how dare someone dishonor us in our territory, we take offense. And we know that taking offense is not what you're supposed to be doing. Because really, taking offense at someone doing something, quote, to you, and really, it probably wasn't done to you at all, is us taking offense because we take mental assumptions as to why this person cut you off or went before you at the stop sign when it was your turn and they took their turn. How dare they, and how mad you can get when a slight thing like that happens. And you can get so offended that they went before you. And it's true. And before you know it, you're down this rabbit trail. You're a Christian witness, you might say, if you're driving. I know that one time I had a little fish symbol or a little Christian symbol or something in my car. Many times I thought, you know, you got to change what you're doing, because if you're going to put that on your car, then people are going to expect certain ways of being. And a crazy raving lunatic in my car is not how I'm supposed to be. But I promise you guys a story, and maybe this story will help you guys to be able to see what I'm talking about. I was taking a drive to Dallas and taking my grandkids back home, and I was behind the car and I was just feeling a lot of anger. I was mad at all so many little things, and I am not normally a mad person. I've worked on this for a long time. I'm not usually that kind of way. And I got mad at this, I got mad at that. I remember I got mad at several things. This has been several years ago. But then this one lady, as I was getting into Dallas, I was trying to scoot over in lanes, and she quickly pulled around me and cut me off. And I was so mad because I got, you know, scared that I was almost hit her, and didn't, you know, wasn't trying to hit her, but because of her actions. And I was so mad, and I got blah, 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 blah. And my grandkids in the car, and I was like but the grandkids are in the car, and then I try to calm myself down. And then I started asking myself, you know, I've really been kind of angry on this trip. I wonder what is going on. And then I started thinking about it, and it started rolling in my mind. And I was wondering, what, Jesus, what am I really angry about? What is this really about? Because I'm not usually an angry driver. I kind of use that as my barometer. And I realized in that revelation that he gave me that I was mad at him. And I was mad at him because he didn't answer a prayer the way I wanted it answered. And so I was a little peeved about it, which I didn't realize that was even in there until I started expressing anger out in this way at anyone and everyone that would happen. And of course, as it happens, you know, one thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing, leads to another thing. And it became a trip filled with a lot of madness in my driving. And when I realized I was angry at him for that, then I was like, oh, and I could stop and I could deal with a real issue, which was really between me and me, because, you know, Jesus is loving and he's kind. And I can't remember exactly what the prayer was about, but I remember that I was angry with him about the way he was not answering it. And so in my attempts in my flesh to control something in life, which was going to be all these other drivers on the road, which is really ludicrous to think that you should use this time that if you are an aggressive driver, if, you know, they say the most aggressive drivers are those that are big black trucks. And I'm not saying that just if you happen to have a big black truck doesn't mean that you are an aggressive driver. It just means most aggressive drivers like black trucks. I would have thought it'd been like some red fancy car or something, but no, it's big black trucks. But take your time and ask yourself those kind of questions. Use your driving. Why am I being an aggressive driver? Because aggressive drivers cause the majority of the accidents on the road. Here's some interesting statistics that you might be interested in. Around 1 in 3 people admit, these are the ones that admit to having road rage. Now, road rage is usually people who, you know, they're angry drivers. Or you can have, you know, aggressive drivers. Of course, the most common road ragers are young men. I don't think that it takes a leap to figure that one out. 1 in 3 collisions is caused by road rage-like behaviors. Speeding, tailgating, changing lanes rapidly without signaling. Those are what they consider road rage-like behaviors. There are 6 million car accidents per year in the U.S., and around 2 million are caused by road rage. So think about how much anger causes accidents. I mean, that's a lot. So that's kind of like, oh man, we are an angry people. We are vindictive people. As you get angry and you are mad at someone who's doing this and all these things go off your head, you've applied motive to them. Of course, they were out to do that thing to you that day. They got up that morning and somehow know they knew you were going to be coming and they wanted to cut you off. You become angry. And when you become angry, we are selfish. We get an idea that we are going to be the one that's in control. We're going to control something. We get vindictive. We get offended. We begin to have the power of our imaginations of doing this or doing that to the other person. You know, it's kind of like that old movie of, what is it? Green Tomatoes or something like that, where the young girl takes the parking place of the older lady, and she just rams her car, and the young women are freaked out, and the lady says, I have more insurance than you, and then she drives off. But, you know, that was just the extreme of what begins to happen. But as you become angry in your car, did you know you become less safe? You make decisions that are not as reserved or as safe as when you're in a peaceful state of mind. So this behavior that you express in your car that you think no one sees, you ought to put yourself a little sign if you want to work on this. Put a little sign right there in front where you can see it all the time that says, Jesus sees. So that when you are in the car and you are someone cuts you off, you can look at that and you can behave appropriately for that action. Now, tomorrow we're going to cover how to deal with these issues. And I've already given you some ideas, but tomorrow we'll get down into the deep, dirty, and help you guys figure out ways of beginning to change this behavior, because you can change it, and you want to change it because you want to be Christ-like in all areas of your life. And that's our goal. How do we become Christ-like in all areas of our life? So thank you for joining me today. I look forward to speaking with you guys again tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye.